Good Holy Tuesday morning to you, Pastor Mike, Ascension Lutheran Church, Wichita, Kansas. I confess, one of my favorite apps on my phone is the weather one. Growing up in Northeast Arkansas with two parents who came from farm families creates a lifelong weather addiction. Every night at home, it was the weather, followed by the evening news. Two evening entrees followed by a 10 p.m. dessert of weather again, just in case something changed in the last 4 hours. My dark sky app had us under a tornado watch, routine for South Central Kansas this time of year. Tornado watches differ from warnings. Warnings mean a tornado has been sighted. Watches imply that all the ingredients for a fancy meal are on the counter, but a chef hasn't put them together yet. One of the prominent events of Holy Week is Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane with Peter and James and John instructed to watch. Jesus' use of watch ramps up during Holy Week as the tornado of crucifixion approaches, especially in Matthew's gospel. Jesus knew that the ingredients were there for violence and death. A storm was brewing. First, he calls his disciples to watch for false messiahs and to be on watch for his return, chapters 24 and 25. He invites Peter, James, and John to watch with him as he prays in Gethsemane, chapter 26, laments when they fall asleep, reminds them how easy it is to fall into temptation when you're not watching. Others watch too. Judas watched for a chance to churn the atmosphere and betray Jesus to the authorities. Soldiers watched as Jesus hung on the cross just in case someone tried a last-minute rescue. Many women watched during the Passion. They had followed him from the region of Galilee to care for him, which they did once the body was removed from the cross, after the storm of crucifixion was over, left to pick up the pieces as his disciples ran away. Which watch fits you this Holy Week? We've all been Judas to one degree or another, stirring the atmosphere. Perhaps even a soldier, simply biding time with no relationship to the one who died for us. Hopefully like the women who cared for him. Definitely like Peter, James, and John, who fell asleep just when he needed them. The good news for us is that Jesus is past that. His resurrection brings bright blue sky. By faith, he's moved us past that. No storm can harm us. Now, he simply calls us to watch for his return, to be ready for the great banquet, because all those ingredients are ready as well. The invitations have been sent out. One has your name on it, just waiting for the master chef to kick it off. The storms of life may surround you, but the Lord of life will keep you safe. A blessed Holy Week to you all.